Let's start with you, Brian. Just tell us and our listeners, what is the Chautauqua Leadership Network?
So the Chautauqua Leadership Network is the county's pipeline for bringing up leadership talent into the community. What's really special about it is that it brings together future leaders from business, nonprofits, education, and government, and gets us all in a room working together collaboratively for positive results.
And this is something that is open to, you know, pretty much anybody that wants to take steps forward in their professional lives, their building lives. They want to get in contact and get in touch with people that are making a difference in the community, the movers and shakers, I guess you could say. This is a great training ground for them.
Absolutely. Reflecting back on my personal experience, you know, they say skills and hustle can get you so far, but a network can open doors. And the Chautauqua Leadership Network is that network that can open doors for you in the community. So if you're up and coming and you want to make a difference in the community, this is the place to start. You know, applications open to anybody that wants to apply.
And Cindy, you have some experience with Chautauqua Leadership Network. Tell our audience, how did you get involved in the CLN?
Sure. When Penny Hutton was helping to coordinate CLN, and actually to go way back, I think CLN, the first sessions they used to do at Bush Industries, and I used to work at Bush Industries. So I remember kind of coordinating the room for them long ago. And then when Penny Hutton was the coordinator, she asked me to do some of the program. So I did typically like one workshop a year, Andrew, and I've done things on conflict resolution, team building, just building great teams, you know, how to have an impact as a leader, et cetera. I've enjoyed it.
And to have these type of training opportunities and advancement opportunities without having to drive, you know, an hour, hour and a half, or go on weekend retreats. I mean, I know you do that, but to be able to get this type of training in the community that you work with and with the people there's a good chance you'll be working with is priceless.
Absolutely. Just to give you a little bit of my background, I'm a professional development trainer. So I do a lot of training regionally and really across the country. And people hire a person like me because they want a custom fit program for everybody in their organization, maybe to train. And sometimes I work with organizations that hire me to do public programs. And what's special about CLN is it gives you the opportunity, just as you said, to network with people through a series over the course of the year to first learn, and then to have the opportunity, Brian, to come back for workshops as well, but then to create this network of this shared experiences that you've gone through. And part of it is learning specific traits of leadership, but then part of it's also just the experience of learning more about Chautauqua County, the place where they definitely probably work, but also live and play, many of them. So it's just a great opportunity.
And Tori, that's a good segue into you, because, you know, with United Way and your past before, I'm sorry, that's really distracting. Do lights keep going on and off?
It adds to the mood.
Right. I'm like, I do everything. So I'm like, is there a fire somewhere? Or okay. And Tori, that segues into you with your history, you know, with the United Way and all those organizations that you may not have been as familiar with before. CLN has given you an opportunity to kind of get to know them and the behind the scenes of those organizations, the inner workings a little more.
Absolutely. I think, you know, I participated in the class more than 10 years ago now, and it was at a point in my career where I was, you know, deciding what my next steps were, and it helped me build relationships across the county. And I think that's very unique in Chautauqua County when we do something all together and we have relationships with people in Fredonia, in Dunkirk, in Jamestown. And I think that for me was a big takeaway. And then as I sort of navigated toward looking at the broader landscape, we have such an opportunity to build leaders in this community, to serve on boards of not-for-profits, also to be leaders in the nonprofit sector. And I think it's a great place for the for-profit sector and the not-for-profit sector to come together. You can have folks who are working in manufacturing, in banking, and in a nonprofit, all working on a project together at CLN, and boy, can they really learn from each other and then simultaneously build relationships that lead to folks joining boards together down the road. So it's a really powerful tool, and we have to make sure we utilize it well.
And Brian, over to you. Chautauqua Leadership Network is looking for the next class.
Yes, we're really excited to be recruiting the class of 22 right now. You can go to chautauqualeadership.org to learn all about it. Cindy has one of the classes that she's going to be teaching this year, and I'll leave it to you to talk about that. But we do kick things off in February with a weekend retreat at the Chautauqua Harbor Hotel. And that retreat, led by Kirk Young at JCC, it's really where you learn a lot of self-discovery. You learn a lot about your strengths, how to collaborate with others. And that really sets the foundation, because moving forward, you'll meet once a month for half a day, and you build those relationships over the course of the year and start building up those traits. And it's amazing when you start to recognize your strengths and weaknesses and complement it with somebody else's. The collaboration that comes out of it is really moves things forward into the network.
And Cindy, what are some of those examples for people that might be interested in getting involved? They're not quite sure yet. If a little preview without giving it away, what can they anticipate learning?
Well, I'm smiling wide because my class this year that I'm teaching is just going to be fantastic. And it's because it's going to be held at the National Comedy Center. And I believe one of my favorite quotes is success leaves clues. And there's a lot of clues within the National Comedy Center, the story of comedy. We like to say at the Comedy Center that the story of comedy lives here, but so does the story of leadership. There's so many examples of leadership within the content of the National Comedy Center. So what we're planning to do with the team is bring them all in. They're going to get some assignments as to what to look for, some of the traits that Brian talked about that are typical traits maybe of leadership, but just understanding kind of the stories of those traits and what maybe famous comedy stories and famous comedians have experienced in terms of those traits that might be takeaways for everybody in the class. So we're going to have a blast at the Comedy Center and really use it as a learning tool for CLN.
Now, Tori, going back to when you started, the perception of some people that, you know, you might be shy or quiet. Mm-hmm. This leadership program can really do a great job boosting self-confidence. So for those people that are out there, they might think what they're hearing Cindy describe, maybe they don't have what they think that outgoing enough personality for it. This class, from what I understand, will help with that.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, no one ever accuse me of not being of being shy or quiet, but I think what's beautiful, and I think I reflect back on my experience in CLN, but also what I've come to know of watching each class emerge. There's always such a great variety of personalities, expertise areas, age demographics. So you have folks that are have been in the workforce a long time and have a lot of experience to lend to folks that are, you know, maybe in their very early stages of their career and the, you know, sky's the limit in terms of what they think they might be interested in doing, together with the folks that are really into meeting new people, very extroverted, to folks that are a little bit more thoughtful and careful in how they establish relationships, more introverted. And all of that is valued in the experience of CLN. And it teaches each of us as a classmate how to appreciate in the people that we're working with, that we're volunteering with, the people that we interact with, maybe even in our own houses. I remember thinking about my immediate family when I was going through CLN and trying to, you know, place them. So I think it just gives you lifelong skills. And I'd also like to say, you know, as a leader of an organization or, you know, a manager, supervisor of staff, there's tremendous value. So it's a commitment on the part of the employer when you're supporting your workers to participate in CLN. There's an actual tangible cost to it, but then there's also some lost productivity during the workday cost to it. But when you look at what happens, the transformation that happens to folks once they've participated in this really high quality professional development, I mean, it's invaluable. So it's an excellent investment, not just in your own workforce, in your own organization, but in your community, because the folks that are participating in CLN are getting a deep and rich experience that helps to connect them to our community, we hope forever.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
And Cindy, speak about the myth that this is just for young people. because it's never too late in your professional career and advancement. And if you're looking to bounce around to different businesses or careers, I mean, what do they say now? You know, the reason people go to college for so long is because you never know what you want to do when you grow up. And we still have people doing that. But it's not just, you know, a bunch of young punk kids. Right. I mean, you're seeing people with a variety of experiences that all are in the same place and want to learn.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons I'm excited about doing this class at the National Comedy Center, because Lucille Ball herself is a great example of really getting started when she was 40 years old with a 3-month-old child, her first child. And so, you know, she was kind of, I guess, at that middle age, we call it, and started what she became known for 70 years later. And I think that that is so inspiring to people to hear those kinds of stories. And that's what I feel at the Comedy Center. There's so much. There's so many great stories like that of people at all different aspects of their career, learning new things, changing course, becoming who the world knows them by at a later age or at a young age, or just having that perspective and being open to that. And Andrew, I would say, you know, you're spot on with talking about that, because we can learn at we can learn from all people's perspectives. So again, to what Tori said, whether it's a for-profit business that they're a part of in manufacturing, there's many things that happen in manufacturing that can translate to the banking industry. And again, this is my field, and I love being able to see. You can learn a lot when you do a custom program, certainly about that organization. It's very focused on that organization. But there's such value in learning when you share perspectives from other industries and get people to kind of share some of their challenges that they're facing and then what helps solve that. That's what I love about CLN. I just think it's such a great program to bring people from a region, a community like Chautauqua County together to learn together.
I would echo that as well, too. That would really surprise me when I went through the course, and I went through in 2019. I was middle-aged. I was 43 years old when I went through it. I had a successful career in building up small businesses and being out there, but knowing how that fits in the community with nonprofits, with other government organizations, certainly with education, it really opened my eyes to never stop learning. And through that outreach and how to work with other organizations, it really propelled the whole business forward.
Mm-hmm. And Tori, with the pandemic, we have to, you know, look at the fact that businesses are changing. They're adjusting. They've learned what they can do or can do without. And that makes it very important for every individual to do their best and to look at ways that they can, you know, open themselves up to those adjustments in the business world. This has got to be a great way for them to get the confidence to be able to do that moving forward in the post-pandemic era.
Absolutely. I think now more than ever, we recognize the power of being together and the power of working together. And so there are wonderful examples of how, even when we were all very isolated during the early days of COVID-19, we were able to do amazing things and feel very much a sense of community. Then I think there are some very dark times for a lot of us who, as things have taken a long time to feel like they're going to return to normal, you miss the things that we used to do. And I think getting the class of 2022 recruited, it might be one of the most important classes CLN has ever launched, because it really is the class that will help to set the organization on its trajectory forward. And you're right, people have a lot that they are going to bring into this class experience that prior classes haven't. Good, bad, and everything difficult. And I think likewise, lots of opportunities to really add to your skill set so that you become more nimble. None of us necessarily like the thought that we don't know what's coming, but I think we've recognized the power in being equipped for anything. And certainly what workshops like what Cindy's going to provide are very high quality. Those are the types of opportunities no one organization can provide for their workforce on their own. So that's the power of coming together as a network.
And aside from just being a professional building block, you guys have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We sure absolutely. Do.
Nobody's going to go to this if you're not having fun.
That's right.
Well, and thinking back, you know, one of my dearest friends from my CLN experience, and I won't reveal his age, but suffice it to say, we would not check the same box on one of those demographic forms, probably not even the boxes close to each other. So it really speaks to that this is for all ages. You know, my good friend Bob was there. He brought tremendous value and was and is mm-hmm. extremely committed to CLN many years later. And he had a life of working experiences and life experiences that he brought to that class. And someone like myself, who was earlier on in my career, could really have a moment where you realized, hey, there's a lot that people have experienced that they can share with you. And maybe an awakening that as yeah. the younger people in the room, we didn't have all the answers. And I think now, as I keep hearing 40 referred to as middle age, I'm like kind of choking.
It's a very humbling experience to hear perspectives from those who have gone before and mm-hmm. those coming up through. And mm-hmm. I think you nailed it. This class of 2022, this is the class that's going to build back, mm-hmm. build back better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I would say this. Longtime CLNers always say that their class is the best class ever. And I think the opportunity is ripe for the class of 2022 to be hands down the best class ever. And you might even get all the rest of us to agree that that's the case.
We're all looking forward to the class of 22. And I say, if you're interested, go to chautauqualeadership.org, fill out the application, and we look forward to seeing you.
So, Brian, how can people get more information about the Class of 22 and the Chautauqua Leadership Network?
The easiest place to go is to chautauqualeadership.org. You'll find out what all the class is about, what to expect, and also the application to apply.